This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
The Todd and the Teak, and I love the alliteration.
Yes, exactly.
But we have got a winner of our DVD, and it is...
John from Frankston.
Oh, well done, John from Frankston. That was a popular DVD, and what more could you want? You've won twice because you got it read out like that.
well, then we'll reveal the winner, and you did demonstrate by going, John from Frankston.
Oh,
you
did it exactly the same. Did it sound like that?
No, you definitely did, but it was great. Yeah. That's how it should be.
We loved it.
You know, we want to send people driving off the roads.
Yeah.
So John from Frankston.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're amazing.
Thank you. Now, we're talking all things The Voice and everything like that. Graham from Wheeler's Hill says, evening Daltons and friends.
Nice.
I don't mind The Voice, but I think Delta is a vacuous, insincere waste of space.
Nice.
And I'd like to thank her. Slap her. but not in that special way. How do you slap someone in a special way?
Well, as in, you know, sexual.
Right.
Yeah.
Turkey slap.
I guess so.
And, well, this one is from Tracy from Melbourne. It says, hi, Michael and Glenn.
Hi.
Listening to your show every Wednesday is the absolute highlight of my week. I adore you two, but I have to confess that Michael is my favourite. Sorry, Glenn. Team Michael. Well, you know, Tracy won't be winning any prizes anytime soon, will she? Good on you, Tracy.
Every week, Glenn gets normally, and it's nice that finally someone says something nice about me.
You're tearing
about
up
time.
There.
A little bit, you know. If I pinch myself really hard, I can make myself cry.
Yeah.
It's easy done. Well, we've got to say goodbye, and you were great. Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
It was a joy working with you. We don't normally do groups, do we?
No.
But this worked out really well.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Good on you. You've got that Hillary next. God knows what she'll be like.
Get ready for it.
Uh-oh.
Well, thank you. And look, I mean, I believe the rumours are true that you are going to be debuting your own show on Joy at 7 o'clock tonight.
I hear there's a breakfast gig going, isn't there?
Yeah, we'll see you then.
We'll definitely be on.
Brilliant.
Good on you.
Thanks, guys.
Hi, this is Carrie Fisher. I have been described as Hollywood royalty, which is why I love the Royal Daltons on Joy 94.9.
5 minutes past five. It's Glenn and it's Michael on this Wednesday afternoon, and it is National Youth Week, Michael Dalton.
Yes, it is.
And as part of this, we are inviting today a whole lot of wonderful youth people and youth ambassadors to co-host with us.
Yep.
Well, we just had our first two, and now we welcome in to the Royal Dons. Hello, Hillary.
Hello, guys.
Lovely to have you in. Really, really well. Now, we're a bit naughty, I've got to be honest, because we had forethought to ask Todd and Tegan a little bit about you.
Oh, and did they say really lovely things about
me? They definitely did, because I can tell immediately that you are lovely. But they mentioned that you're a bit of a fan of the gym and you're going on a fun run.
Yeah, I am. I love the gym. Sort of.
I like it. I don't go in, but I like it.
Yeah, look, I'm a sucker for punishment, I guess.
Good on you.
And yeah, I've signed up for the half marathon in July.
Wow.
So I don't really know if there's anything fun about that run.
Well,
I'm told it's not that fun, but I'm going to do it anyway.
This young man that I sit opposite has done halves and wholes, haven't you?
I've done two halves. So I've done a whole over
at
the time. Yeah.
He's a good runner.
You might have to give me some tips.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. How much is the furthest you've run so far?
About 18 kilometres.
Oh, you'll
probably.
Be fine. Gosh, definitely.
But I don't do that on a regular basis.
No,
it's like
no.
I get up in the morning and have like a, I don't know, just a magical run, and then the next day I can't even get out of bed.
I think over my life I've done that.
Yeah.
You know, to the tram, you know, oh my God, wait, don't leave.
You know, as the police are chasing you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that's good. That's interval training. That's really good for you.
There you go. See?
You know your stuff.
See? Thank you. We like Hillary.
Yeah.
She plays the game. Hillary, would you think that if I was to go to a radio station and say that I was part of the Youth Week, that I would get away with it?
Yes.
Great.
Wow. Definitely.
She's a keeper.
She's dumb.
Hillary, It's not right, is it?
No.
See, that's what I work with.
I'll just talk to you from
Thank
now
Thank you, darling. Right. The guests normally do. They
yeah.
normally do.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Glenn, yes. coming up any minute now, we're going to be talking to Josie. She's all the way from the United Kingdom.
Mm.
Josie Long.
Yes.
She's got a comedy festival show happening.
Now, I don't know a whole lot about Josie Long, but from what I hear and what I've read, she is hilarious and she's a little bit naughty.
Which we like.
We certainly do.
But we won't be mean to Josie, just to Hillary.
Oh.
Well, not me, you, Glenn.
Mm.
You're on Joy, where we're mean to everybody equally.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Glenn and Michael, on this Wednesday afternoon, we are joined by Hillary because it is National Youth Week.
Yes.
But we've also got a woman. It's Melbourne International Comedy Festival is happening right at the moment. There are literally hundreds of shows. There is so much good stuff. But one woman's come in to talk to us today. She's all the way from the UK. Hello there, Josie Long.
Hello. Thanks for having me. Hi.
Oh, well, listen to that accent as soon as she starts
She's
talking.
She's literally right off the boat.
Pretty much.
Yeah. She only got here Monday. Mm. Is that right?
Yes.
Your accent just got a whole lot thicker. She only got here Monday.
But so I've got that Madonna syndrome. You know, when she travels anywhere, she immediately picks up the accent.
Yeah, when she was married to Guy Ritchie, and then she was all like, "Oh, I'm going hunting."
All right, yeah, yeah. But this is not your first time at the rodeo, is it? You've been here before.
Yeah, it's my fifth time.
Wow.
But I haven't been here since 2010. So, it's just so nice to be back, and also because England is so depressing at the moment, it is amazing to be here.
And it's not only the weather, is it?
No,
it's the money side of things. Nobody's got any.
And your former Prime Minister died.
Which, you know, is not necessarily depressing for everyone, but...
Well, I read today that Ding Dong the Witch is Dead. It is number two on the iTunes chart at the moment.
It's given me some hope for the spirit of the British people. I'll tell you that for free. But it's really nice to be somewhere that is so not in recession. Like, just the fact that there's like a little shop that sells miniature cupcakes and it's not gone out of business. I'm like, this is a marvellous place. This is a wonderful place.
No, you're exactly right there, because you go over to England now and there's so many shops that are empty.
Yeah.
That is happening over in Australia, but not on the same level. I mean, we haven't got, you know, I can't lend you any money.
Oh,
if you know what I mean.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, no. I knew it.
Mm. Now, your show's called Romance and Adventure. Why?
It's called that. It's a trap, right? Because you hear that and you're like, what an exciting show. I have to get to that show.
Yeah. And it's then, actually shit.
It's a brilliant show.
I'm just wondering.
But the show is a little bit about freaking out about turning 30 and having a bit of a hard time and about how depressing politics is. But I thought no one's going to come to a show if I call it Sad Life 2013. Call it Romance and Adventure. Everyone's like, get me in. And then what are they going to do? You can't get refunds. Bad luck.
No.
So what do people do? What's the reaction been whenever you've done it?
It's been pretty good, actually. Like, last night was really lovely. And it's a treat to be in Melbourne because I think audiences are really up for it and really relaxed.
Yeah.
And it's just cool. It's just a nice place to be.
So turning 30, you're about to turn 30.
I am about to turn 31, which is unbearable and very unfair because I feel like I should be going backwards again now. Like, I've done 30. That's the hard one. I should be like 24 again.
Mm.
I wouldn't want to be any younger. I mean, you know, maybe a little bit, but not. I wouldn't want to be any younger. But do you dread getting older? Why? Or is it just because it's good material?
I'd like to see that's a good place to be in, that you're like, I love my life, I'm happy to be where I am, and I sort of feel like that. It's just, I don't know, I think maybe like being a woman in show business or whatever, you get suddenly a bit like, oh gosh, about it. But
what do you mean by oh gosh?
Like that you sort of feel that there's some pressure to maybe stay young, or there's sort of a weirder life expectancy for you.
But I think it's better
for women,
isn't
it?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, definitely for women. But I think in comedy, like older female comedians are accepted much more than older males, I reckon.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, like Joan Rivers is incredibly popular.
Doesn't look it. No. I mean, doesn't look old, though.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Nor do you.
No. Oh, thank you.
Well, she isn't, because she's only bloody 31.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, and I guess with whatever age you are, if you're coming back for your sixth time, you are hitting your comedy peak, aren't you?
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. That's
now,
nice. That's nice
you're
word.
From South East England, and we were saying it from Bromley.
Yep, Bromley.
Unbelievable.
It is When I talk about Bromley's people and they're like, what's it like? I'm like, it's boring and it's grotty and there's nothing there.
Sounds amazing.
And it's always been like that though, hasn't it? Has it not got any better?
No. It's just one of those places that... it's like a suburb that has nothing to recommend a visit.
Yeah, like it's a bit of a no man's land.
Yeah, if you went to London.
Like Adelaide.
Like Adelaide, but less frightening.
Right.
There's never a sinister undertone.
See, Adelaide's picturesque, isn't it? It's beautiful, I think.
Yeah, but there's nothing to do there.
No, well, poor Adelaide. what are we going to do when we go back there now?
Well, we'll be right.
Stoning you.
Yeah, we'll be right.
I was saying I was in the Bromley Boys Singers 100 years ago.
Do you know, I was in the Orpington Genius Singers.
See? Oh, my God, you're like sisters.
And adorable, isn't it?
Same age. Yes. It's unbelievable. And then you were mentioning your mate who's from Penge.
Yep.
And I was in the 9th Penge and Pakenham Cub Scout Troop.
You probably know each other.
Yeah.
I bet you we have like someone in common that we would know.
Become friends on Facebook, then you'll have mutual friends.
It's unbelievable.
It'll just be amazing.
Yeah.
This is like the beginning of like an amazing reunion.
Romance and Adventure, do you ever get people in the audience heckling you? Do you like that or is it horrible?
I do sometimes. And it's kind of, what's weird about heckling is like, it's so individual each time. Like sometimes you get people and you just think, you are out of order and you shouldn't be doing this.
Like, what do they say? I mean, keep it clean, but like, what do they say?
Well, it's more that attitude. Because sometimes people are just so excited, they just want to join in. And that's actually quite lovely. Like, people just can't help themselves. They'll be like, oh, I did that or something. And then you can have a bit of fun with them. And you can sort of be mean, but not mean, you know. But sometimes people, like there was a guy in Newcastle and he just was so like... rude to me, like he had no respect to me. Newcastle in the UK, and he was just really like, he said something and I challenged him and then he just kind of went, oh, as you were. Like I was like a little speck and I got so annoyed because I was like, I'm the boss.
Yeah,
this is my show.
My gig. And right.
And that's what's quite nice, I guess, about when you got a little bit more experience under your belt, you feel confident enough to be like, look, we are all having a lovely time and you are being a prick.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. Right.
That's quite nice.
Now, you're on right up until, the end of the Comedy Festival.
Yeah, till the bitter end.
21st of April. And, you can book all your tickets through the Comedy Festival. Download the app because it's all in there or get the guide, isn't it?
Brilliant.
Thank
Josie
you
Long.
For joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on.
Good on you, Josie.
Cheers.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Oh, yes, and it's lovely to have your company wherever you may be listening.
Exactly right. We've got someone from Brunny. I don't know if it's Brunswick, I suppose it is.
I would imagine.
Yes.
I would imagine.
But we are joined by Hillary as part of National Youth Week.
Where are you from, Hillary?
Well, Ballarat.
Oh, lovely.
It's not often that people react very...
I love it.
Oh, really? What sort of reactions do you get when you say from Ballarat?
Oh,
really?
Oh, no.
Isn't it cold? Do you still mine for gold there?
Oh, really?
Do you?
Yeah. Lots of my friends think it's funny to ask if I've got my passport when I go home for the weekend.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah.
But, like, I mean, I remember going on school camps to Ballarat, to Sovereign Hill.
Yes, exactly.
Dressing up in the period clothes. Did you used to do that every day?
We did it a lot in primary school, like every year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because, I mean...
it was fun, the first couple of
years. Yeah, it's great. Like, what it is, Michael, is this, like, school camp where you go on and you get to, like, pretend you're in, like, the olden days.
Oh, yes.
And they, like, deck you out in these costumes and everything like that.
Dresses with the hoops and the...
Oh, you had me here? Hello. I already wear those, just out of interest.
Yeah, it's great. And then they take a photo in black and white and it's brilliant.
See, that's right up my street.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
You have to write on, what do they call those kind of like, not paper, like...
iPad?
No.
Like a more olden day version of an iPad.
Yes. Oh. But like a little chalky kind of thing.
Right.
And I had to...
Slate.
Yeah, slate.
Yeah,
I think.
Slate. And you've got to do it perfectly, otherwise.
Yes. And I'm left-handed, and I wasn't allowed to write with my left hand, so I had to, because that's what you had to do in the olden days. You had to write with your right hand.
Like that commercial.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
It's not right to be left-handed.
Yeah.
As we know, it is. You know, ginger and red-handed, forget it. But
yes,
everything else is all right, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
We're part of... I tell you what, just a bit of a story, because it's the opposite of Youth Week. I went to see Driving Miss Daisy in the week and loved it.
Now, this it stars Angela Lansbury.
Yes, and James Earl Jones, who was Darth Vader as well as other things.
Not in this, though, was he?
No. I did go with Luke Gallagher, yes. And I wanted James Earl Jones to lean forward and go, Luke, I am your father. But he didn't. He did not. But I thought you'd enjoy it because I was on such a elate. It was amazingly high. And afterwards, with people coming out, and then you had to pay for the car park. It was wonderful, wasn't it? Oh, yes, we loved it. You know, it's all of that. And then I said, there's one couple, because I couldn't help myself.
Yes.
You know, and there's one couple were in the lift. And I said, oh, wasn't it? Did you enjoy it? And they said, oh, yes. And they said, oh, well, what? And I said, well, Driving Miss Daisy. And they said, no, we went to see Judith and Denise. So they enjoyed that as well.
Wow.
There's so much on.
Yes,
there is
exactly.
So much on. Shane Bourne was there.
Was he?
Yeah, there was loads of celebs because it was opening night. You were going to go. We were going to go together, weren't we?
Yes, I went to a cocktail party.
Which is just as nice.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Shane Bourne was there. And whoever I was with, I won't say their name now, said, oh, it's Shane Bourne. I could pick that laugh anywhere. Now, is that his lovely wife or his lovely daughter? Which I thought was rather a good nine.
Wow.
I quickly got my iPhone out and wrote that one down.
I have. I was once on a flight, and on the flight they showed an episode of Thank God You're Here.
Oh, yes.
Which is, of course, hosted by Shane Bourne. And as I got off the flight, I walked into the lounge, and guess who I saw?
Go on.
Shane Bourne.
Shane Bourne.
No. Yes.
That's weird.
Very weird.
Like they were filming an episode.
It was all I was waiting for him to say, thank God you're here. And then I had to suddenly start, responding to a whole group of paid actors. But
yeah,
no.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome aboard.
That's right. Now, we're going to have to come back and hear a little bit more about what you do, as you're also part of the Monash crew. So we certainly need to hear a little bit about that just after this.
And we're coming up any minute now. We have M. Rusciano, who's also doing an amazing show, and I know that because I've seen it.
She's very talented.
Very beautiful as well.
The Royal Daltons with Michael and Glenn on Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Right, I tell you what we've got happening now. We've got, it's comedy festival time, so it's always going to be busy in here, isn't it?
It's always exciting, and this woman, well, she's been around for a long time, but she's on everything.
Oh, Christ.
Gosh.
Still young,
though. Call me old.
No, this is your 30. Wealth of experience. Oh. Well, I tell you what, because your show is called Puberty, Rhythm and Blues. I know it's good. Because I've seen it.
Yes, and my name is M. Rusciano.
Yes, it certainly is. And, people would know you because, you are on radio now.
Yes, I am.
But originally, I think people would know you from Australian Idol.
Yes, I'm rejected number 9 on the 04 edition of...
This is the Casey Donovan year, wasn't
correct?
It? Yes.
It was when Anthony Collier was straight. Mm. Yes, that was a time long ago.
Wow. And now you've got this fantastic show, and it's called...
Puberty
Rhythm. And Blues. Why?
I have a child on the cusp of womanhood. I know everyone's shocked. I mean, everyone in the crowd is always shocked when I announce I am old enough to have a child of that age.
Yeah, well, I was.
I had it when I was 10, so look, it's fine.
Yeah,
but
whereabouts here? Where are you born and bred?
I'm born and bred Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
Yes. No, Warrandyche.
Oh, so that's, they do have them young out there.
They
I knew
do
they
have
did.
Them young out there.
I was waiting for the suburb.
There's not much to do.
No.
So we just know. I did have her quite young, but I just thought I'd write something about what I know. And at the moment, all the hormones are coming in and I'm dealing with boys who look like lesbians skating past my house. And, you know, she's getting pimples and I'm going back to my time because I was quite a hirsute young woman and I found puberty quite tough. So this is like therapy for me. And
why was it tough?
I was hairy and I was flat-chested and I was a try-hard and I felt everything quite... I was a very sensitive child.
Now
I'm amazing.
Not flat-chested.
No, I'm not flat-chested. Well, that's debatable.
There's no hair.
A hair
either.
Not dare grow in my body. I've killed them all.
Good work.
Now, I tell you what, I'm going to be give my little opinion now, which is, of course, just my opinion. You
yes.
know? I went not knowing what it would be like. I kind of thought, I don't know you well, but I thought, you know, so I always go in like that, don't you, when you go to see something? You think,
yes.
Well, go on then, entertain me. But I'm not too judgmental. I'm ready to just laugh along. It's brilliant. What I tell you do is put everyone at ease and you make everybody feel like they're wanting to be with you. And it doesn't take very long. I said, I saw you on, you said, oh, it was Sunday. I didn't like that one as much. You know, bullshit. It was, your energy is ridiculous.
Oh, good.
You know, I don't know whether that's Red Bull or whatever else you kids
are into. Anxiety.
Yeah.
I just function on my adrenal system 99% of the time.
She kicked a woman in the head was entertaining.
I did. I took a woman's head off. And that was the night I accused a 27-year-old of being someone's mother.
There's two girls in the front and there's one girl. And she goes, and is this your mum?
And it was like, you know, showgirls know I had some glue in my eye from my lashes. The lights were in my face. And I saw a woman in glasses and I asked her if she was her friend's mother. They were the same age.
It was brilliant.
Now, look, I've had some great front rowers. I've had a 27-year-old virgin. That was a gold mine.
How did you discover this?
I said, well, we talk about losing your virginity and I talk about how I want to be there when my child loses her virginity.
In the room?
Yeah.
Wow. To give
encouragement.
Right.
Advice. Yes. Arch your back. Thrust. You know, those kind of things.
It's only getting better from here.
Yes, exactly. I want to be there because we all remember when you lose it, how horrific it is. And imagine if a supportive, you know, person would have been there with a pom-pom.
And it's not weird at all, I don't reckon.
No, not at all.
Don't you judge me.
Yeah, g'day, mate. I finally did it with that girl, but her mum was there.
I'll just be there, you know, with my hands over my eyes, cheering on in the corner.
Oh, you couldn't help but look, surely.
Oh, no. Oh, well, that's a whole other discussion. But no, look, I'm trying to do my best because going through puberty is a tough time and I still remember how hard it is. So I thought I'd make fun of it in a musical type situation. Yes. She's fine.
And you do sing live, don't you, these things?
Does she? Yes.
Well, you've got a great voice, but then you're accompanied by Straight Ryan.
Straight Ryan. Mm-hmm. Ryan
Yip. He's great on the guitar. He's really the good.
But what do you sing?
Oh, Christ. I sing lots of different things. I sing a song called Warrandyte, but it's reworked to Xanadu. So, Warrandyte. So, I do that, and I do a little bit of Adele, and I do, what else do I do?
Well, you're very friendly towards the gays, aren't you? With one of your numbers.
Yes. Oh, if I only had a gay. If I only had a brain.
Never seen it.
If I'd only had a gay. Because I didn't have one during puberty. So all the hair and the bad, everything would never have happened if a gay man had have been there to guide me.
You're so right.
I'm scouting my kids' friends for an apprentice homo.
Any kind of potentials?
Yes, of course. I saw one doing a series of impromptu grand jetés down my street. I asked him if he watched Glee. He did. Oh. So I'm steering her in his direction. Yes, that's all she needs.
She's very bold though, because you get to obviously, you know, when you're doing a show like this, it's talking about your puberty. There's some stories that I didn't know, because girls go through different things to boys, don't they? I didn't know about, you know, the certain time of the month and things like that.
You didn't know about this?
I knew that it happened, but I've never had one.
No,
I've been called a bloody. But
he's referring to blowouts. Yes. Yeah, I do a little bit about blowouts, and all girls have them.
Yeah.
When you're not wearing adequate sanitary protection and things go awry and you end up with the Japanese flag on the back of your clothing. And I talk about that and it's something
all women... So it happened to you?
It happened to me.
How old were you?
It was the first time I found out about that time of the month when I got mine.
Oh my God. And what? That, yeah, you didn't know that it happened before?
I had no idea.
Gosh. That's not good, is
it? I didn't know. And so I chase my kid around with cups of blue liquid and pads and just try to explain. Like I take it too far the other way. But yes, no, that's how I found out. And that's a bonding thing for women. I think we've all been through it. So I want everyone in the audience. I had a woman stand up and say, me too. And she told her Japanese flag story. It was wonderfully cathartic.
Now, I think you don't need any more encouragement. But if I was to just add in one more thing, you do get to see a visual of M when she was younger in school in a bedazzled skiffy.
Well, if you needed any more reason to go, my lord.
Go to this.
Yes, please come. I'm sold out tonight and tomorrow night. I'm sold out a couple nights next week. There's a couple shows still floating around. So please get on board and come and see me. I'm at the Forum under the stairwell, Harry Potter style. It's amazing.
Yep, right through till the 21st of April.
Yes. Please come along.
Comedyfestival.com.au.
I need some more of my people there. Straight people keep buying tickets and I need my boys and my girls. So come along. Get in there before the straight people beat you to it.
Damn right. Brilliant. Thanks for joining us, Emrys.
Thanks for having me, boys.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Although we're not alone today, are we, Glenn?
No, we're not. We have got Hillary in the studio because it's National Youth Week and all shows on Joy today have had a co-host of sorts.
Yep. Yay!
Yeah,
and Hillary's ours.
Brilliant.
Now, we have a prize to give away.
We do. We have a double pass to see Fabian Lapham and the actual musicians in their new MICF Festival show, God Fights the Dinosaurs, and nine other stories that will awesome you in the face.
Now, these guys are very funny, by all reports.
Very
funny. And when is this show happening?
This is happening at the Northcote Town Hall, Tuesday, April 16th at 7 p.m.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Now, if people want to go into the draw, we're going to keep it very, very simple. All people need to do is just SMS Fabian to 0427JOY949. Easy as that. Fabian to 0427JOY949. And also, if they want to, or for whatever reason, they can request a song.
Yes. If you don't, you know, if you're entering the competition, great. Do that, Fabian. Put in a song. If you're not entering the competition, just put in a song, anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we want to hear.
Love a song.
You should put one in.
Yes, you
can.
You
should let us know what you want.
SMS is 0427JOY949.
Or you could just lean
over.
Get
my phone.
Yeah.
Just lean over if you like.
We don't mind.
No, because Todd and Tegan are only out there, they might have one that they want to hear as well.
Exactly right.
Now, do you use Facebook?
I love Facebook.
Do you? What about Twitter?
I've got it, but I don't know how to use it. I think the only person who follows me is Kevin Rudd, and that's a little bit odd.
Well, no, he might
come
back in.
Do you think he sits looking at your profile the whole time going, why has she never posted anything?
It's been 9-10 months. Yeah, no, I don't know. Yes.
I don't have for Twitter, but I do use Facebook. And there was a thing that I saw yesterday, I think it was, that about this heterosexual mother explaining to her child, because they'd had some news that apparently the... her brother or the child's uncle is gay.
Yes.
And it was very, very difficult to try to explain. So
she was like trying to work out how can she tell.
Yes, because it can be really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So it had explaining homosexuality to the two children there was actually because their uncle is gay. And it went like this. The child said, "Why does Uncle Bob go everywhere with Pete?" And the mother said, "Because they're in love, just like Mummy and Daddy are." "Oh," said the child. "Can I have a biscuit?"
Mm.
Yeah. So, you know, kids don't give a crap, do they?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's just how resilient children are.
That's right.
So,
but you have your father is gay.
Yes, right? He is.
So
yes.
Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, my mum and dad separated when I was 10, and I'm assuming that was when my dad came out. I don't know. I was never sat down and told...
When?
Your dad's in love with a man. He's a biscuit.
Right.
Yeah.
But, and he met his partner, Rod, who I refer to as my stepdad, and they've been together ever since. So
right.
That's like 13 years, 14 years.
So can I ask, what was it like for you? Like before they split up, was with things kind of a little bit unusual? Did you sense your dad wasn't happy?
I remember, I originally grew up on a farm near Echuca. And when we moved to Ballarat, my dad lived in Melbourne to work and would come back on weekends. And I remember writing in my diary that dad stopped staying over in mum's bed.
Right.
He would sleep in the front room.
Right.
And then I remember being like, that's a bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember writing, I haven't seen mummy kiss daddy for a while.
Right. So you were 10?
So I was about 9.
I don't think I ever saw that in my mum and dad, to be honest.
I think I saw it once.
Yeah. Oh, when you do.
I was 15 when my parents separated, so.
Yeah, and then I remember writing that down, and then one day they were like, we're not in love anymore, and...
Weren't you very observant? You know?
Well, I became more so when I went and stayed with my dad and his partner one of the first times somewhere in Melbourne at one of the houses they were living in. But this was before I'd sort of cottoned on to the fact that dad might be... Mum and dad made the decision not to tell me.
Right.
Like I would figure it out on my own.
Do you have siblings?
I'm an only child. Right. So I figured it out.
That's good or bad that they didn't sit you down and tell you?
Well, see, I was very confused when... Dad was like, "This is going to be your room." And I was like, "Oh, but Dad, like, you shouldn't have to sleep on the couch. Like, I'll sleep on the couch. This is your room." And he was like, "It's okay. I'll go sleep with Rod."
I would have told her,
okay. And then later on, I remember thinking, well, hang on. That's a bit odd. Well, really?
Well, it would seem odd.
It was odd. Like, I think I probably, it would have made things a bit less confusing, I think, if I'd been told. But at the same time, I love them all. So they're,
well, oh God,
I mean,
yeah.
I would never. I don't have any, you know, no. resentment or, you know, like, why didn't you say something?
And it's always a lot easier when you're sitting here now, and especially us or me commenting like that. You know, not going through that, you don't know how you do it, do you? You know,
no.
And
that's
it was
true.
A little while ago as well. So
yeah, it was. It was 13, 14 years ago, yeah. Which is a while.
What,
yeah.
what about sort of reaction? I'm interested. What school was then like? You know, were you sort of open with your friends about your
not
dad?
Not for a long time. Mm. Well, the thing that I was initially so, like, I can't tell people about was that mum and dad weren't together anymore because, right. you know, divorce and separation was such, like, a big deal because, you know, so many of my friends' parents were still together. But then going through high school, it wasn't probably till about year 10 that I started to be, like, completely open and not care what people
Is that just
were
going
to react.
Got no, comfortable
well,
with it for
with,
yourself?
I think so. And because I knew a few people at school who I'd heard make comments, you know, pretty homophobic comments, and I was just like, oh, I don't want to have to deal with this. And then it got to the point where I was like, no, I'm gonna, next time they say something, I'm actually gonna say something.
Right.
So once I got into that frame of mind, I was like, sweet, cool, I've got two dads, you shut up.
Yeah,
sort of
good
thing.
On you.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I love it. I feel like I'm, you know, really lucky. I've had an unusual
you
upbringing
are.
Compared to a lot of people in
well, a different
the country,
one.
But yeah, it's like, it's been fantastic.
Well, what a well-rounded, love lovely young lady you are.
What a brilliant story.
So yes, absolutely. Now, we've got people coming in with a request. It says, hello, royals and youth.
Mm-hmm.
That would be
Woo,
you.
Youth.
That would be you, darling.
Thank you.
Can I request, just in case you didn't know, can I request a song from the Bee Gees? Yes, Michelle, you can. We'll have that coming up. Hey, boys and young person.
Hello.
You can. I'm going on holiday to China. I'm totes excited. May I have Empire Live fall away? Well, yes, you bloody well may.
Certainly, James.
And Ray. You sent it a message from the app, but it hasn't got anything there. So.
It says confidentiality limited statement. Yeah. The information contained in this email message and the attachments may be confidential.
I don't know if that's what you wanted us to read, but if it is, let's try again.
Yes. But certainly get those requests in 0427JOY949 or email honour at joy.org.au.
Yes, it's the Royal Dons with our special guest, Hillary.
You.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. The Royal Daltons on Joy 94.9.
Certainly are. It's Glenn and it's Michael, and we've been joined all day today by a whole collection of wonderful youth, haven't
They've been
we?
Amazing.
Well, they have been.
Yeah.
And they're not
we
going
were ready
yet.
For, we didn't know.
Well, we didn't
not
know.
Not to be rude or anything, but, you know, we're just, yeah, whatever. You know, could have been, you know, any old drunk
youth.
Teenagers, yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, horrid. But, no, you've been just a bit better than that.
Well, we've, yes. We've had Hillary in, and a little earlier we had Tegan, and she's come back again.
Yes, hi, guys.
Todd's gone.
Cracked it.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
That
enough. He's starting to recreate some of the Kama Sutra.
Good on him. Yeah. Yeah.
Got to practice for next week.
Exactly.
Yes,
there's a few boys around here who I think were quite keen on recreating the Kama
well,
Sutra with Todd.
I did offer, but no, that's why probably why he ran.
I yes. would, but he's not interested.
Oh well.
God, it's always the way, isn't it? I can never understand it.
It's terrible, isn't it? Now, both of you, we heard from Tig a little earlier about the stuff that you guys do at Monash, but for you, Hillary, what is your role and what is the whole purpose of the work that you do at Monash?
Well, I'm and Tegan, we both work for Monsu, and so we're the student association at Caulfield campus, and my role is education officer. So basically, if students have any queries about exams, if they want to contest a result, if they want to know when the census date is, if they've got...
So census means they know a date that they can change their subjects without getting fined, if people want to know.
You could... Do you want to have my...
No.
We can swap.
No.
He, Glenn, is at university.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And then
Keep
probably
failing.
My biggest job is... Tuesday morning, every Tuesday morning, myself and the welfare officer, we throw a free breakfast for as many students as we could possibly feed, which is probably about 150.
Free food. Everyone loves
so
free
what do you
food.
Cook? Like,
well, we generally only cook maybe once a semester. We do bacon and Dutch pancakes and stuff, but every other week we've got toast, bagels, croissants, cereal,
everything,
muffins, fruit,
what
up and goes, muesli bars.
Gosh, wow.
What makes it, what's a Dutch pancake? Have they got like magic
the
mushrooms?
The little,
in them?
The
yes,
little
and then
ones.
Everyone goes off to class and has a really great time for the first time ever.
Now, if that were the case, I'd go back to uni.
We wish.
Yeah.
Oh, dearie me.
Well, you've been brilliant, and we've loved having you all in today.
Thank you.
Thank
really you. Love being here.
Yes, yeah. And happy National Youth Week.
Yes, thanks. To you too.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye, right. Everyone.
Bye. We are moments away from the news, and of course, that will be Gary Wilson. So stick with us. The 6 o'clock news coming up any second now. Enjoy.
But after that, we of course have the wonderful news. We have the wonderful request fest, don't we?
We love it. Get your song in if you want a particular song on the radio, if you want to dedicate it or just want it for you, get it in now.
Exactly. 0427JOY949. You can email onair@joy.org.au. We will say to you, James, that we are unable to find that Empire Live song. So if you've got another request, well, you know how to get in touch with us.
Indeedy.
Right, but right now you know what it is time for?
It's time for the news with Gary Wilson on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.